The Stone Chapel at the Thomas Jefferson University campus in East Falls now lights up with exploding confetti, autumnal forests, and schools of swimming koi. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports these immersive projections are an experiment helping researchers better manage the effect of autism.
The vaulted ceilings of the Ravenhill Chapel acts as a screen for digitally bitmapped video projections. Designers can precisely place imagery on specific architectural elements of the chapel. So, the stone window frames are one color, the stained glass windows are another, and the barrels of the vaults are bathed in images of a fog-covered lake or a giant oozing lava lamp.
So there's something that happens when you allow yourself to become immersed in something.
That's Lynn Godley. She's a professor of industrial design at Jefferson. Her students designed this light installation.
Something that happens when it's of this scale and it creates this sense of awe and wonder that actually calms us down, heals us.
Godley is trying to get quantifiable data that confirms immersive light environments like this one can have real therapeutic effects, particularly for people on the autism spectrum or with sensory sensitivities. She partnered with Jefferson's Center for Autism and Neurodiversity to design this installation and gather reaction from viewers. Wendy Ross runs that center and says this kind of research could lead to changes in federal policy.
You know, when you think about the Americans with Disabilities Act, the laws are very, very clear for physical disabilities, right? Like you have to have a ramp. It has to be a certain height, a certain incline. There are no such guidelines for the neurodivergent population. For one, I feel like there should be.
The immersive light installation at Thomas Jefferson University is open select evenings for the next 2 weeks. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.